Okay, guys, my mom had a very incredible vision last, when would you say it was? Okay, my mom had an incredible vision from the Lord last Friday, and I told my mom that this was very important for her to share with you guys. She had a vision about America, the upcoming elections, also about Trump and Hillary. And she also was, the Lord came to her and said that he was coming soon for his bride. So my mom's very nervous, like I get when we go live. We don't like really speaking in front of a lot of people. But this vision that my mom had, you guys, is so important. And I am going to have my mom tell you her vision. And so just be patient with us. We're not good talking in front of a lot of people. So here is my mom. Her name is Carolyn. And two, we were just at the hospital. She had a very high blood pressure. So if you guys can pray for her, saints, she needs your prayers, okay? We just speak against anything from the enemy in her life. We ask that the Lord just lowers that blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Healing is in his name. Healing is in the name of Jesus, okay? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give it to my mom. I'm going to let her tell you her dream. Okay, here is my mom. Her name is Carolyn.
I had a dream last Friday, and it was all through the night. I just had to think about everything that God had given me. And it started with us being in Washington, D.C. And the first thing he took me to was the Capitol building. And the first office he took me to was Obama's office. And he said, Obama was there. And he said, Obama has taken the office of the presidency and turned it into a dictatorship. It is it is not the office of the president as we have known it. It is really a dictatorship. And then he took me to the office of Hillary Clinton at the State Department, and Obama was there with her. And they were colluding on how to get all of these wars set up. And he said that they gave Russia permission to go anywhere in the world to get everything they needed to stockpile missiles. And I was thinking that uranium was one of the things that he was looking for. And then they gave all this money to Iran so they could stockpile missiles. And he did not mention any other countries that were to be involved in all this. But those were the two main countries. And he said the wars are already set up and ready to go. And then after we came out, I saw Satan and his horde of demons. I mean, it was a big army. And they are going to ride across America, and they're going to take possession of it. And this is going to be after the election. He took me to a platform, and Hillary was on one side, on the right side, and then Trump was on the left side. And he said Satan chose them to run for president. That the main goal, and this is all the deception that is going on, it is to get you to take your eyes off of Jesus and everything that we have committed to him. And then if we take it and vote for these evil people, we are turning our backs on Jesus. Because Jesus is the lover of our souls. He just loves everybody so much. And he is the supplier of our needs according to all of his riches and glory. And he said that everything that he is creator God and does for us, you cannot vote for these people and give Satan everything that you should be entrusting with Jesus. And he said Hillary's chosen to get the vote of the evil people and the sinners who have yet to make their decision for Christ. And he said Satan chose Trump to take to try to get the people to vote for him that are Christians or conservatives. And he said Trump is really deceiving people. He showed me a door that was standing up alongside a Trump, and he is trying to keep people from knowing what he really is. He's a real evil person, people. You cannot take your eyes off Jesus. You cannot take everything you have committed unto him and give it over to this new world order, because America is no more. I mean, we just are so done. And Jesus told me that he's going to sift people when they go to this election. He is watching everybody. And he's going to weigh your soul in the balance. If you vote for him, he's going to turn his back on you because you are turning your back on him. And he said that the Antichrist is ready to step out after this election and take over. And his seat is waiting for him. And he also told me that he is coming for his people, because the blackness and the darkness I saw coming were, it was evil, and he said it's going to overtake his people. And he says he has to come get us before it does. And so, if I remembered everything.
Tell him about the FBI that you went in to see.
I went into the FBI's office, Comey's office, and Jesus told me there that he has destroyed the whole justice system of America, that we no longer have any laws in this country, that we are going to be heading into anarchy. And so Jesus says you've got to keep your eyes on him. You have to keep everything committed to him. And you cannot vote. You just cannot vote this year, because America's gone. There is really nothing to vote for. Trump, it cannot make things better. He's not going to build the wall. He's not bringing jobs to this country. He's not going to do anything good for anybody. He's just there to get your vote and to get you to turn away from God.
Okay, guys, that's it. That was my mom's vision from the Lord. And so we just wanted to come on and do this video, because it doesn't matter who you vote for. You can vote for Trump or you can vote for Hillary. But if you vote in this election, my mom said in her vision, the Lord said that he is weighing the hearts. And it doesn't matter if you vote Republican or Democrat, you are voting for basically a Luciferian system. You are supporting this world and the new world order, and your eyes are not on Jesus. We are to keep our eyes on Jesus only. I will not vote in this election. I know whom I serve. I serve Jesus. I serve the God in heaven. And so this is a huge warning dream. People, weigh your hearts. Weigh your hearts. Repent if you've had anything to do with elections. I know that I won't even watch the debates because, you know, God told me at the beginning of the year that it was nothing but a distraction. Do you have anything more to
yes.
say, Mom?
And Jesus also told me that through these elections, they have been filling our minds with trash. He said the sexual innuendos and everything that's been going on has just filled your mind with evil.
And that's it, you guys. So we love you. We pray that as the saints, that we stay close to the Lord during this time. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. I am ready to be with Jesus. I give him all the glory, all the praise. for him using me, for him using my mom. I just give him all the glory, you guys. But our time here is almost over. So keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the author. He's the perfecter of our faith, you guys. Okay, have a great day. Bye, you guys.